And so, yes, welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer. For those of you who are online who may not know me, we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living, and I'm so glad that you joined us today on the 4th of July for this service in the park. It's so nice. And so I'm actually going to begin by reading our mission statement that's on the front of the bulletin that we normally have. So if you know it, I invite you to say it along with me. And if you don't know it, I invite you just to take it in. And it goes like this. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so that's exactly what we are doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity to step back into that place within us that knows that, yes, indeed, we are one with that infinite presence. That infinite presence of love and light and creative expression and beauty and power, that we are the individualized expression of all of that, as is everything that we see. But what happens is it's only as we come to recognize that all of those qualities of that divine presence exist within us that then we have access to them, regardless of what's happening in our lives, regardless of what's happening in the world. We are the ones that can bring love into a situation, or that can bring peace into a situation, or that can stand firmly in our own power when someone is doing something that seems like they are trying to take our power from us. It's as we come to know that that is innate to our own beingness that then we are able to bring it forward. And so as we do that, we are not only participating in our own individual evolution, but we are participating in the evolution of humanity because we are all connected to each and every one and each and everything. And so I thank each and every one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path, to be discovering the presence of the infinite one that fills your life and that lives within you. And so I'm going to invite our practitioner, Barbara Conant, up. She's going to come up and lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit and do a contemplative reading for us. And so I invite you to just kind of settle into yourself, and you can join in singing the song We Are by Denise Rosier, or you can just kind of take that in, but to allow yourself to just kind of slow down and to settle in to your own beingness.
I take this moment and move my mind within. I recognize the one source of life is present right where I am. And this is true for all people. I know the one source opens my heart to the expectancy of all good. It guides and directs my thoughts and my actions. Its love is always present and expands my life to also touch the lives of those I serve. And I give heartfelt thanks for this opportunity. Today, I feel so blessed to be a part of Living Beyond Limits, to be here in these beautiful surroundings of the park. And so we join together to celebrate our connection to life and with each other. I bless everyone here and watching on YouTube. I bless Reverend Jennifer and her message this morning as she speaks to our hearts and we recognize our oneness with the all good. And I know that we all are a beneficial presence in the world, and bless those around us with spirit's light and love. I bless all spiritual paths, the practitioners, and all people everywhere. And so it is. Good morning, everyone. My reading this morning is from Deepak Chopra, from a book entitled Power, Freedom, and Grace. It's from the chapter called What is Freedom and How Do I Experience It? And I will begin with Chopra's definition of freedom. Freedom is the power to think or act without restraint, the capacity to exercise choice. Freedom comes from the experiential knowledge of our true self, which is always free. It comes from finding out that our real essence is the joyful field of infinite consciousness that animates all of creation. When we know that, when you identify with your spirit, you are free of every limitation, including the limitation that you are a person inside a body for the span of a lifetime. You are the source of both body and mind. And you are not touched by this world of change, because you know that you are the unchanging essence of pure consciousness itself. Creation is experiencing itself from an infinity of perspectives at this moment. One of these perspectives is you. You are infinite and unbounded. And when you live in the present now, you recognize that the real you dwells in the timeless, eternal moment. You no longer want to live in memories of the past or the imaginings of the future. You want to live in the present moment, where you can exercise the power of freedom of choice. One of the purposes of living in freedom is to enjoy the choices that you make in every successive moment of the present. Therefore, the key to freedom is to live in self-consciousness, which means to identify with your inner self. Within this freedom lies the ability to spontaneously put your attention on those choices that bring you joy and also joy to others. And so it is.
Thank you, Barbara. So happy Independence Day, everybody. How fun, huh? We all know that the 4th of July actually began as a celebration of America's independence from British rule. But today, underneath the fireworks and the hot dogs and the barbecues is something so much more fundamental and so much more symbolic, which is really a celebration of the principle of freedom. That's really what we're celebrating today, don't you agree? We're celebrating freedom. And especially, I think, our freedom to choose. You know, we've been given the freedom to choose how and what to think, and how and what it is that we want to believe. We cherish that freedom that we've been given to create the lives of our choosing. We cherish that freedom to be able to choose the work that we want to do, or to be able to choose where we live. We get to choose whom to marry and when to marry, to be in a relationship or to not be in a relationship. We get to choose our religion or our spiritual path. Children, if we want to have children or not, and how many children we have. We get to choose what to wear and how to vote and what we want to stand up for. And all of those things are so important to us. I think that our freedom is really one of our most cherished values that we have in this country. We want that freedom to choose, and we also want the freedom to not be stuck in what is not working, both individually and collectively as a country. Because what happens when we step out of what isn't working and into something that works better, what happens is personally and collectively we grow. We discover more of who we are. We discover more about life. We discover our own power and our own creativity. And we don't want just to be able to step out of what is working or want freedom for ourselves. We want that for everybody. That means then it looks like stepping out of the relationship, perhaps, that isn't working for you. And as you step out of that, perhaps you discover your power to a greater degree. Or perhaps you discover your strength or a competency that you didn't know you had. When we step out of the lesser into the greater, that's discovering and giving way to something greater within our own being. When you step out of the job that is not serving you, perhaps you get to discover your own value or discover a greater creativity that lives within you. Or to discover and develop skills and talents that you didn't even know you had. But as you step out of what isn't working and into, you get to give way to something greater. And that doesn't just happen individually, but it happens collectively also. When as a society we step out of not every person having equal rights or equal access or equal power, we give way to something greater and discover something greater. We discover a greatness and a creativity and a potential that wasn't accessible to us when people, everyone didn't have equal power and equal access. That might look like women or people of color stepping into the workforce or stepping into politics, a place where they had not been welcomed prior to that. And when those people step into that, there's a new creativity and a new voice and a new perspective and perhaps new desires. But what happens is we grow out of that. And when we grow individually, when we grow and evolve individually, society grows and evolves. And when society grows and evolves, we then grow and evolve individually. So it happens both ways. It is by divine design that we have an urge within us to experience and to express peace. Because, and peace and freedom, it's by design that we have that desire to express freedom, because in our freedom, we are then able to unfold to a greater degree than we would if we didn't have freedom. We're able to express and unfold something greater. Ernest Holmes says, all of nature conspires to produce and manifest the freedom of the individual, so that the Spirit of God may unloose itself in a new way. Freedom, our own freedom, allows Spirit to unloose itself in a new way. Ernest Holmes also said, we are surrounded by a spirit of living intelligence and eternal givingness, love, goodness, and power that wishes to express itself through us. There is a divine urge within, ever pushing us forward toward the goal. That divine urge for freedom is an opportunity and a way and an avenue for the universe to express itself in a greater way. And so our freedom of thought and our freedom of actions enable Spirit to unfold itself in us and in life in a greater way. That divine urge that lives within us to evolve individually and collectively is the knocking, the calling of Spirit within us. Whether it's our evolution and unfolding personally or collectively, as a society or as a world. The problem is sometimes, though, we get discouraged by appearances. We get discouraged by what's going on in the world. We get discouraged by what's happening around us. And what happens then is we think that those forces out there are so much bigger than we are, that we think we don't have the power to create change. But in those moments, we forget that the omnipresence of Spirit is expressing it within us, and not just within us, but within everyone. That it's not just expressing itself in you and me, but throughout everyone, so we aren't alone in this desire for growth and evolution and change and a world that works for everyone. We forget that we are conduits for that one presence to express itself. But when we feel discouraged by what's going on, sometimes in our discouragement, we let go of the vision that we hold. We let go of seeking that vision and holding it in place and allowing our words and our actions to follow that vision. Instead of moving towards what we want in those times out of habit, then we continue to think the same thoughts and do the same actions that actually are holding in place the thing that isn't working, the thing that we don't like. Because our consciousness at the moment is holding in place what's happening. It requires a change in our thinking, a change in our willingness, a change in our perception, in our thought, in order to create something new. But when we keep thinking and doing the same thing, we're going to continue to create and do and have the same thing that we have now. That means your continued same thinking is the thing that keeps you stuck in the relationship that isn't working, or in the job that isn't satisfying. It's the thing that keeps us collectively stuck in not everybody having equal rights or equal access or equal power. It's the thing that keeps us stuck in whatever it is that you see and deem to be not working in your world or in your life. And so Talib, who was an Islamic caliph and companion to Muhammad, said, the vision of the eye is limited, but the vision of the heart transcends all barriers of time and space. And so we listen to the vision of our heart. We listen to the vision of our spirit to carry us forward in our own growth and evolution, and in that collective growth and evolution. We listen to the voice of the divine within us to create a life of freedom, to create a life of good. And so I'd like to share a story with you that is out of A Daily Dose of Sanity by Alan Cohen. It's called Against My Religion. A Tampa, Florida woman was arrested for hiring a hitman to rub out her husband. When asked why she did this, she explains, I wanted to divorce him, but that's against my religion. People do a lot of strange things in the name of religion. More people have been killed in religious wars than at any other kind of war over the history of humanity. Something is definitely wrong with this picture. People often ask me about the relationship between religion and spirituality. I ask them to picture two overlapping circles. One circle represents religion, and the other spirituality. There is a portion of religion that is spiritual, and a portion of spirituality that is religious. You can be spiritual without being religious, and you can be religious without being spiritual. I have attended some religious services that are ecstatic, while others deal out death by boredom. I know deeply spiritual people who go to church, and others who are deeply spiritual and would never set foot there. God lives in your heart, not in one church more than another. If you take your heart to church, there God is. If you take your heart to the woods, there God is. There comes a time in every person's evolution when he or she must decide the truth for him or herself. If your truth matches what your religion tells you, so be it. If it does not, so be it. You are the one who has to live with yourself. And the closer you live to what you believe to be true, the happier you will be and the greater contribution you will make to the world. The Dalai Lama declared, "My religion is kindness." If we all lived that religion, the world would be a very holy place. Then, the Tampa lady would not have had to put a contract out on her husband. She could have just loved him or left him, and that would have been okay with God. My religion tells me that it is good to create a world that works for everyone, that it is positive and worthy and valuable to create a life for ourselves within a world that works for everyone. And so Centers for Spiritual Living has a document that they call the Global Heart Vision, and I'm going to share with you just a couple parts of it. It says, "We see a world in which each and every person lives in alignment with his or her highest spiritual principles, emphasizing unity with God and connection with each other. A world in which individually and collectively we are called to a higher state of consciousness and action. We envision humanity awakening to its spiritual magnificence, a world where each and every person discovers his or her own spiritual power and ability to create an individual life that works within a world that works for all. We envision a world where there is peace and harmony and justice for all." My spirit, that's what my religion tells me. My spirit tells me that I am here to create, and that I am here to love, and that I am here to experience my connection with humanity, that I am here to share of myself and to contribute to creating good in the world. And so the title of my talk today is Let Your Freedom Ring. And I'm talking about, as we celebrate this 4th of July, and as we celebrate our freedom, to allow this holiday to be a reminder to us to hold our high vision. For our founding fathers had a high vision that this country was founded on. To have it be a reminder for us to hold to our high vision, a vision of freedom, and a vision of a world that works for everyone. A world where we recognize our innate freedom in God and live in that so that we might bring something greater forward in our own lives and in this world collectively. In order to do that, we are required to remember that we are not bound by the past. We are not bound by patterns of our past. That instead, spirit within us is free. Spirit within us is free and is boundless. We are required to remember that our own nature is to unfold and to become ever more of who we are in potential, who we are in spirit, who we are as spiritual beings, who and what we are, that infinite presence clothed in human form. We are required to remember the vision that we hold in our hearts, and then to follow that vision with our actions, to be a conduit for evolution, because then that's what we're doing. Peter Block, who is an author, said, "Our vision is not a road map, but a compass. Our vision points us in the direction that we want to go and enables us to move forward toward that goal." And so, what is the vision that you hold for yourself around freedom? What is the vision for yourself around freedom that lives in your own heart? I invite you to close your eyes for a minute just to think about that. What is the vision of freedom that lives in your heart about yourself? What does it look like? What does that vision of freedom that you hold for yourself, what does it feel like? And what is the vision of freedom that you hold for society? What does that vision look like? Your vision of freedom for our society in these United States of America. And what does that vision feel like? What is its essence or its feeling tone? And what is the vision of freedom that lives within your heart for the world look like? What does your vision of freedom look like for this world? And what does that vision of freedom for the world feel like? What is its essence or its feeling tone? And I invite you to open your eyes. That's the vision that calls to your own heart. It's the voice of your own spirit, the voice of the divine within you. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "I say to you today, my friends, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream." And so my invitation to you is to let this 4th of July reinvigorate you to embrace freedom. Freedom for yourself, in your own life, in your own experience, in your own doings. And let it re-inspire you to hold a vision of liberty for all people. Let your words and your actions be in alignment with that vision that lives inside of you. For that is the divine urge within you, calling your heart to live a life of freedom and to live a life of creative expression. And as a result of living that vision, following that vision, letting that vision be your compass in life, we will be creating a world that works for us within a world that works for all. You will be living the life that Spirit intended you to live. And you'll be living the life that your own Spirit intended you to live when you decided to come here to planet Earth. And so happy 4th of July to each of you. Happy celebration of freedom. And happy creating a world that works for everyone. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And how good it is just to be in recognition of that omnipresence of Spirit, that one creative force that has created this entire cosmos out of its own creativity, out of its own magnificence, out of its own beauty and magic and intelligence and love. For that is the animating force of life. That one presence, that one power, that one principle. And it is a principle of freedom. And so today we step into the light as individualized expressions of this one creative force, this one force of freedom itself, this force of boundless potential, of boundlessness. And we recognize that boundlessness and creativity is the very essence of life itself. The life that is all around us, the life that we are living, the life that lives inside of us. Creative potential and boundlessness. And so today we listen to our own hearts and to our own spirits, and we allow them to lead us and guide us in creating a more beautiful world, a more just world, a world where everyone gets to live as the fullness of themselves and their expression and bring their own magnificence to life. And so how good it is to be re-inspired, how good it is to be in connection with our own spirit. How good it is to be living this life of the divine, awake and aware and empowered. And so I know that today, as we move out into life, we take something with us that is a gift and is a blessing, both to ourselves and to those around us. And so I claim and know that we are guided and that we are led and that Spirit is having its way within us and through us and around us. And therefore, magnificence itself is unfolding as this thing we call life. And so it is in recognition of how blessed we are that I release this prayer into the creative law of the universe, knowing that it is done already, and that we step in as active participants in that activity of the divine. And so I release this word, and in gratitude I say, and so it is. And so it is now time for our affirmation. So Barbara's going to come lead us in the affirmation that's on your insert.
So if you'll all join me,
The divine urge within me calls to my heart to live in freedom and creativity. The 4th of July inspires me to embrace freedom for all. Today, I hold a vision of liberty for everyone. My words and actions are inspired by my vision, and so it is.
And so it is now time for our offering. So if you brought an offering today, I invite you to bring that forward. And if you did not and are supporting, continuing to support us online, I thank you for your continued support of Living Beyond Limits. And so I invite you to join me in a blessing of this offering. And so again, it is in recognition of that omnipresence of spirit, and it is in recognition for our own gratitude. It is from that place in consciousness that I bless this offering today, recognizing how much we are simply a part of the flow of the universe. The flow of good, for good flows into us and through us and out from us just to return again as more good. And so today we have been fed and we have been uplifted, and we give out of that fullness so that this offering might continue to feed and nurture and uplift all those who are to come in the future. And so I bless this offering today. I bless this community. I bless Living Beyond Limits. And I invite you with me to send a blessing out into this entire world, a blessing of peace and of freedom and of empowerment and of good to every home, to every house, to every heart, to every person, to every political leader, to every decision maker, everywhere. And I say thank you, God, and so it is. And so I have a couple of invitations for you. One is we're doing class, so we have one more class this week, and then the following week we will start Connection Spiritual Practice again on Thursday nights if you'd like to join us for that. We are doing Ministry of Prayer, so if you have a prayer request, you can give it to Barbara Conant. Barbara also has prayer shawls if you would like a prayer shawl or to gift someone with one. And also, I think all of you have been here, but we are looking for a permanent space to move into. So to keep your eyes and ears open, Chris is kind of heading up that committee, Chris Braunschweiger. So if you have ideas, you can talk to her, email her, call her. And until we move into our permanent space, we're going to be in the park every week, except next week, because our cameraman, sound technician, person that posts our videos, asked that we record on Saturday because his party for his wife is on Sunday at 11 o'clock. So we will not be here next week, but other than that, we will be here in the park every week. So lovely to see you all, and have a wonderful week. Know that you are loved and that you are held in our hearts and that you are valuable, and we're so glad that you are a part of this community. Blessings to you.